Hello, it's Carolyn Sayer here, and I'm joined on this part of Chatterbox by Mike Spivey. We continue our news items. We hear that hundreds of council homes are left empty. Taking the strain, Aussie students push crocked car along A11, and cheers for beers as punters pour in to speciality ales.
The highlight of any booze boffin's calendar has returned with the Norwich Beer Festival throwing open its doors for the 44th annual event. Brewers are out in full force to treat those looking to try a tipple or two, with a range of 320 different drinks on offer. The festival runs until October the 29th at the Halls. Craig Harmer, who has been the event organiser for the last 5 years, said, "Events like this define what Norwich is all about. It does so much for the trade, bringing in roughly 16,000 people. As well as attend the festival, they visit attractions, stay in hotels, eat at restaurants. It brings a great deal of footfall to the city."
More than £170,000 is being sought from Whitehall to fund a fleet of e-cargo bikes to deliver to businesses in Norwich. Norfolk County Council has applied for the funding for 10 vehicles as part of efforts to cut pollution in the city centre. The council said discussions with the Norwich Business Improvement District and Chambers of Commerce had highlighted support for e-cargo bikes in the city. These are electrically assisted bicycles, tricycles or quadricycles, which can carry cargo. International delivery company UPS has been trialling them in the city in recent months. Martin Wilby, the council's cabinet member for Highways, Infrastructure and Transport, said, "Taking diesel vehicles off the roads cuts air pollution. It's been calculated that the bikes working 5 days a week could cut nitrogen dioxide and carbon emissions equivalent to those produced by around 10 vans per week, and the bikes will be fitted with equipment to allow the precise emissions savings to be calculated."
The gridlocked A11 got moving again after three students who had just landed from Australia pushed a broken-down car for more than a mile. The road came to a stop after a white Ford Fiesta broke down in the middle of the single-lane carriageway near Wyndham. As roadworks are still ongoing at the moment, traffic came to a standstill heading towards Norwich. The driver of the car got out and began appealing to drivers further behind them for help. Students on exchange visiting the University of East Anglia hopped off a coach and began shoving the car along what they thought would be a 6 mile journey. After a mile, roadwork staff were able to let the students push the car out of the lane by opening a temporary barrier. The students are hoping to get to see a Norwich City game whilst they're visiting. Those at the scene have appealed to the club to get the gang some free tickets for their kindness.
It has had a few false starts, but Run Norwich finally ran its course. The event missed 2 years because of COVID restrictions and had to be postponed once again in July because of extreme heat conditions. The summer heatwave seemed a long way off when runners eventually got underway in the city centre in torrential rain. More than 6,000 people took part, undeterred by the weather and delighted that the day had finally arrived. The Norwich City Community Sports Foundation, which organises the event, raises money for the foundation through a portion of the entrance fee and fundraising from runners. It supports a vast range of people within the local community every year, including those who live with disabilities, mental health challenges, or are disadvantaged and vulnerable. Runners could also fundraise for other charities and causes at Run Norwich, including YMCA Norfolk, the Priscilla Bacon Hospice and the Feed. Daniel Wynne, one of the organisers, said, "It has gone amazingly despite the rain and the atmosphere was incredible as the runners crossed the finish line. Thank you to all of our volunteers."
Reinforcements have been called in to help the council tackle its mounting pile of empty properties. More than 230 council-owned homes, called voids, are now sitting empty across the city. It comes at a time when some 3,400 people are on the register, waiting for a council home. The backlog has come about due to a perfect storm of changing contractors, labour shortages and COVID. Council leaders accepted that turnaround times are too long during a grilling from the opposition Green Group leader, Lucy Galvin. She said it's 35 days to turn around a house. At the present time, 238 council properties are empty. We have had reports of long-term empty houses.